So, you've been watching any good Netflix shows? Anything good at all?
No, but I have been watching South Park. South Park is one of my few must-see TV shows. Geez, you already need a cough button? What's up with this?
No, I was yawning and I didn't want to do it into the microphone.
That's
I
all right.
recall
It's
it's
all
not
right. It's all
proper.
right. But yeah, South Park is one of my must-see TV shows. Exactly. Their new season is pretty phenomenal. Their first one, they were making fun of, geez, they were making fun of rednecks. They were making fun of people who,
Really?
they,
Just, that's awesome. I kind of want to see it.
remember the "Took My Job" guys? They took our jobs, but they brought those guys back,
Oh, I do
and they brought
remember
Alexa into it because Alexa's taking jobs, and they were pretty
that.
pissed about it.
Alexa, give me my job.
Yeah, they were pretty furious. You took my job. It's the funniest thing in the world. As far as Netflix, the last time I watched anything was when Orange is the New Black came out.
You know, I've watched some Orange is the New Black. That's not a bad show. It's got a pretty good storyline.
And then House of Cards as well.
I haven't checked out House of Cards yet. I've been meaning to, but I just haven't
I'm
gotten
not a
around to it.
political geek, so it's kind of hard for me to get into, but the
Yeah.
storyline made it enjoyable enough where they explain things thoroughly enough for me to understand it.
Okay, yeah.
So even you're someone who is as dumb as I when it comes to the political system can understand it and at least enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a political person, really,
Although I must
personally.
say I do hate Frank Underwood, who is Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he kind of becomes a huge dick in this.
Just a dick.
Yeah, he's a huge knob when it comes to the show.
Does he like to tweet all his
No,
political opinions like another politician?
he doesn't like to tweet. No, but he's done some things that I don't like, and I won't spoil it for anybody. So,
Oh, come on.
hey, look, people get pissed off about spoilers. You
That's
know,
true.
people do get pretty pissed about their
You
spoiler
know what
alerts.
I've gotten into?
What's that?
I've been buying the seasons one by one because I don't have HBO on demand or anything. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, okay.
You're a Game of Thrones fan?
I tried to get into it. I had a free trial of HBO Go
Oh,
for
nice.
30 days, and I watched halfway through the first season. I couldn't get into it, and then I stopped.
See, I don't know what it was. The boobs, the blood, the violence, something. I just got right into it. I just couldn't
See,
help it.
my thing is you can find boobs anywhere on the internet.
Yes, you can.
And I can watch it in less time than I can watch Game of Thrones.
But you can't find that kind of storyline to go with them on the internet, can you?
Well, there are some pretty smart people out there, so I'm sure I could, but
I'm the cable man. I'm here to check your connection.
and this is where we get some bounce, chicka bounce, jam, chicka
Bum,
bounce. Yeah,
bum,
see? Everyone knows the old 80s
bum.
porn music. Like, even if you never watched an 80s porn,
Oh,
you would
yeah.
know exactly.
I'm sorry, did you say an 80s porn?
80s porn.
Seven porno? You just said an 80s porn.
80, it's a category.
It's a porn.
It's a porn. Part of porn.
That's a bad way of wording
Bounce.
it. Anyway, to get back to Game of Thrones, Tyrion, the little dwarf.
Yep.
That guy's my boy. He's
He's
my freaking idol.
he
I love him.
this is considered in the past, is that correct? Is that when
Yes.
it's set?
There's a book series. You should try reading that. It's a little slow going from the beginning,
I can't
but it
read.
touches on things that are, well, Matt, I'm illiterate as well, but my grandma reads it to me, okay?
Okay.
And it's interesting.
So I mean basically his role is a pimp before they were even pimps.
In a
Is that
manner
fair
of
to say?
speaking, in a manner of speaking, see, he doesn't have his own hookers. He hires them like a normal person. He has a tendency to fall in love with them, though, which is very odd.
Yeah, but then he lets him go, right?
Eventually, they kind of leave him on their own, much as we've all experienced.
So he kicks him out of bed in the morning and says, "On to the next one."
Sometimes he does because they know that because he knows that they're going to kick him out of bed. And he wants to, hurt them first.
Yeah,
And
but
then sometimes he doesn't, and it's sad. They break his heart.
is dwarf politically correct to say? Or is it little person?
You
This is an honest question.
know, in all honesty, I don't really know any little people, so I can't really say with certainty that's what I mean. what's the correct term.
I'm not sure. I don't want to offend anybody, but I was going to say...
I am not a politically correct person.
Oh, well, I know that.
If I offend you, I apologize, but I'm not going any great lengths.
See, at least he apologized, because normally he doesn't apologize.
It's true. I won't use any racial slurs, though, so, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But, so, back to Netflix, anything that you watch besides Game of Thrones?
There is a new show that came out. It's strange. It's a little awkward to watch sometimes.
Okay.
Because it's called Big Mouth.
Okay.
And it's about like these teenagers that are going through puberty. They have all these funny misadventures, right? It's an animated series, kind of like South Park or Family Guy. But it's just some parts are insanely awkward because you know they're involving teenagers. And you're like, should I be watching this? Is this child pornography right now?
I see what you mean. As an adult, it crosses a fine line of, is it funny to laugh at this? Or is it funny to think this is sexy?
I laugh my ass off. I just want everyone to know.
Well, yeah, but you're like, should I consider this female sexy because she's underage?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. I don't think they're sexy, but I just mean like they're doing things that, you know, granted, when I was a teenager, I probably did some of those things too. But now that I'm older, I don't think about teenagers doing them anymore.
I see what you mean.
And now I'm kind of being, well, reminded of what a bunch of flipping pervs they all are. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's right here and it's animated. And that's what makes it funny. But at the same time, it just makes me more uncomfortable. I'm like, what if my parents walked in right now and saw me watching this? They'd be like, what the hell is that? What are you doing?
Tim, we need to have an intervention.
Tell you right now, somebody's going to meet Dr. Phil.
No, I don't even think you deserve Dr. Phil.
It's time you got real.
I think you deserve the psych ward. That's probably what people would be saying. Also, besides Game of Thrones, another big TV show that's coming out again soon with their whatever season they're on, The Walking Dead. I'm a big fan of that show.
You know, The Walking Dead, I tried to watch, and I couldn't really get into it. But to be fair, you know, I was tired that night. I didn't really give it a fair chance, and I always meant to get back to it, but I never did. Someday soon I'm going to, though, watch it. You know, it seems like the type of show that I could like if I started watching.
Well, I admit, like, I'm not a big zombie person. Like, zombies have never been a big fling of mine like a lot of people are. You don't have any, so you're good. But I watched it because my roommates in Herkimer, who we both went to college there, they got me into it. So once I left Herkimer over that summer, I started watching it on Netflix. And the storyline kept me involved with it. It wasn't so much the zombies weren't a focal point as much as I thought they were. So it was a... one of those shows where I'm just happy that I got into.
So it's like, it's more like a show of survival.
That is correct. Exactly.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Because see, you just hear The Walking Dead and immediately you just think about zombies.
Sure.
And you're just like, okay, so what? Sure, how many episodes can they, or how many seasons can they do of just zombies?
Sure.
That's why it's much more than Shashore.
Shashore.
You're going to put the Shashore in there?
Shashore.
Shout out to our boy, Mike Pileggi.
Miss you, Mike.
And The Walking Dead, I think, is just one of the greatest shows on television. Last year was kind of weird. It got more gory, which I'm okay with, but
I love blood and gore.
Well, it just got away from a lot of their main story points, which, you know, it's cool and all because eventually you have to do that. But
you have any theories about why they might have kind of diverted attention and storyline?
No, but just because this new guy. Oh, really?
My theory is that they kind of hit a very
You don't even watch the goddamn show. So
very slight
you know?
Dry spell, and so they were like, "Well, you know, let's come up with some new ideas. But let's keep the show going. So we're gonna give them some blood, and guts, and crazy shit like that, and just you know, that'll distract them."
So remember how I was talking earlier and saying about, you know, how you can find those adult themes anywhere? They can get blood and guts anywhere. So what I think happened is with a new boss that they're going against and Negan.
Different styles.
Well, yeah, it's a different style, and this guy is batshit crazy. So they're going to make the theme of the show batshit crazy while this guy is still a part of the show, if that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. I kind of like that, you know?
So they're dictating the show on who the main characters are going against.
That's very, very interesting.
Isn't it?
Very thoughtful. I thought they had writer's block, much like the character of the screenplay I started writing day before yesterday.
How is that going, sir?
Well, I haven't gotten back to it yet. And I don't have writer's block anymore. I just haven't actually sat down and written. But basically, for those of you that don't know, the name of the script is Writer's Block. It is about an amateur filmmaker, myself. I base it on myself. In fact, I plan to play the main character.
This is a typical producer / director / whatever.
I was going to let him be in it. Now I'm not sure.
Still, I don't want to be part of your damn movie anyways. I got no time for that.
I could make you a star.
I'm already a star, baby.
That's what you think. Just because your mom says it doesn't make it true.
I'm sorry, bro.
Was that too mean?
That was hurtful, dude.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Man, fuck your movie.
Anyways, he has writer's block so badly that it drives him insane. Now, I feel like that's a little cliche. I feel like maybe it's been done before, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
So my spin on it, because you always hear about these writers, they want to write a mystery or something, so they start killing people so they know what to write. You guys know what I mean. Like, it's kind of like a firefighter that will start a fire just so they can put it out. Mystery writers will sometimes create mysteries.
Is this real?
No, in film, that's what they do. In real life, I highly doubt it. Although Stephen King might be killing people. That's a crazy bastard.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's probably got about 20 people in his basement just locked up.
Anyway.
not that we're reporting anything, but, you know.
But my spin would be the film guy's going to dream all these crazy things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And included would be, like, murders of people and stuff. And he's going to start writing about them. But as he writes about them, he no longer becomes sure when he's dreaming, when he's not. And he's just batshit crazy. I mean, like, talking to himself, rocking back and forth, painting pictures with bodily things.
So
crazy.
As a potential filmmaker, you need to get into the character of this person.
I do.
Are you going to be okay acting a little funky, a little crazy?
I think so. You know, I can do crazy. It's just a role. You know, it's not like I'm going to commit myself to an insane asylum or anything like that, or into a serial killer, whatever. No. All I'm doing, I'm just going to kind of have fun with it.
Some of the greatest actors in our history have gone to the extremes to get into character. Heath Ledger being one of them. Who passed away and killed himself.
Tragically. Although I do have an idea for getting to character. We've all heard of Charles Manson.
Are you going to cut your insides open and just smear blood all over your face?
I should, but no. No.
Cut your ear off, send it
to
your female.
If you've ever watched videos of the infamous killer Charles Manson on YouTube, you've seen how, and I don't mean to make light of the things he did, but you've seen how.
Before you go on, are there going to be police coming up to your house now to search your internet history because of this? Are you going to incriminate yourself to this right now?
No. These are harmless YouTube videos.
Okay.
Making fun of a maniac, basically. But he's almost comical in some of them, and I feel like I can kind of take the personality that he uses in these videos and kind of, you know, make it my own for this film.
You know, I think I should ultimately edit this part of the podcast out. So that way you're not incriminating yourself.
I think
you
should suck a dick.
Whoa, sir. And you know what? You just lost mic privileges for a couple of minutes here. Yep. Yeah, you are sure enough. You are off. He's still trying to talk.
Stop getting away.
Well, it's a good thing you're lightly coming through my board here. All right, back on the mic with you.
I'd like to apologize to our viewers. Listeners, excuse me, not viewers.
We are audio, sir. Sir, audio only.
Sir, you keep speaking to me in that manner. I'm going to take that switchboard away from you.
It's bolted in, dude. It ain't going anywhere.
Oh, it'll go, trust me.
You'll have to have a word with our owner and engineer if that's the case.
I ain't scared.
The dude owns freaking a lot of stations, man. You should be scared.
Good for him.
You will be paying for this new $20,000 board.
With what?
Good point. Broke ass.
But you can make me the janitor for 10 or 15 years. That might cover it.
We already got a cleaning guy.
I'd do a better job, I bet. Fresh cakes in the urinals.
Do we have fresh cakes? No, you know what? We do need some fresh cakes.
Yep.
But back to your movie, sir. Obviously, getting into character is one thing. For an aspiring filmmaker, and also a side point before I move on with this one, you should keep this for many years to go. And if one day you do make your own movie, you can listen back to this and just laugh at yourself.
I would love to. You know, I would include it, even if I had a web page or anything. Throw it up there, you know?
And just keep it for yourself and laugh at the fun times that you've had. And
yeah, because, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, what do you really have in life? I mean, seriously, you can be
correct.
A millionaire.
You know, I've been...
Without a sense of humor, you don't have a damn thing.
Well, you also got to keep things in perspective, too. Just because it's not working for you right now in this time and day doesn't mean in a year from now... You won't get that job that you want. You won't get that position that you want. Or
sure. You
won't be making the money that you want or something like that.
Or just because you have it, you know, there might come a day when you realize that's not what I thought it was. I don't like this anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't like what I've become.
So in this movie of yours, mm-hmm. are you going to have him act normal for a while and then make a change? Or are you just going to film it right from the chain, from him going batshit crazy?
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be kind of a gradual transformation.
So scene one, normal. Scene two, something happens in his life where things aren't working. Scene three is him going batshit crazy. Scene four is the more dramatic effect of it. And then scene five is the closing of it?
Pretty much. You've got the right idea. It's going to happen a little more slowly.
Obviously, there's going to be more to it. But
he's just going to, I mean... I still, like I said, I've only just started writing the script. I still have a lot of ideas to develop, think of even.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not completely sure how rapid it's going to be, but I would like to make it a little more gradual just so it's easier to follow. So I don't have people being like, well, what the hell? Like, this dude was sitting at a desk writing 5 minutes ago. Now he's like screaming for no reason, like slamming his head against the wall. Like, what the hell's going on?
I will tell you this because it is a visual medium. Just because it's, in order to show a change like that, it doesn't have to be all writing. You can show him getting up at the same time every day, doing this, that, and the third every day, trying to do this, trying to accomplish this thing. He doesn't accomplish it, and you show it for like many days, and you know, in the little subtitle at the bottom,
yes,
March 2017, and then December 2017, and then keep going on with different. Time lapses.
Speaking of time, it's funny you should bring that up.
It's
I feel that
by the way. 904.
Sleep deprivation may play a big role in his kind of descent into madness. Basically, he's going to get so frustrated by the writer's block, he's going to stop sleeping.
Okay.
And that's what's going to really screw with him. And you're going to see, like, he'll catch a minute or two of sleep here and there, literally. Like, the clock will show 3 a.m. He'll close his eyes, have like this long, crazy-ass dream. Open his eyes, it's 3:01.
Okay.
You know, or he's going to lay down at like 9 p.m. And that's all he's going to do. He's just going to lay down, his eyes aren't even going to close. He's going to roll over, and it's 8 o'clock in the damn morning. Hasn't slept at all. Like, I feel like that will...
be a big role of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I mean, sleep deprivation is known to cause...
a lot of...
hallucinations, mm-hmm. visual and auditory both. Just a lot of health problems.
And also, is he a single guy? Does that play into it as well?
I haven't factored that in as of yet. Right this minute, he probably will be.
Because, I mean, if he has someone at home...
That or have, like, a personal, like, relationship fall apart. Maybe
and then,
due to his lack of sleep, him acting erratically, she can't take it. Gone.
Or she dumps him.
Pushes him over the edge.
Then he loses his job or something like that, and it's just a string of bad events that occur.
And then he just dismembers a whole bunch of people.
Correct. You know, that's what I would do. Why not?
Hell yeah.
You get broken up with, and then you lose your job, and what do you want to do? You want to go dismember people. Duh.
Most definitely.
That's what intelligent people do. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a reason that I don't hang out with my old coworkers anymore from my former job.
That's probably because they want to kill you. Cause
I'm not admitting anything. I'm just saying. No one's seen that group of folks around for a while.
Hey, Tim, what's your address? If you just want to say your address right here and now, so that way cops can come to the appropriate place to investigate.
I would like to, but see, I live with my elderly grandmother, and I don't think she'd be comfortable with her address being broadcasted over the air.
No, but you also have no problem drinking people's wines now, do you? That's an inside joke. Hopefully he remembers in a few years when he plays this back.
Glove, glove, glove.
So... What else do you watch on television, Tim? Do you watch a lot of TV? Could I personally do not.
My grandmother likes to watch TV. I watch with her quite a bit. She really enjoys, like, crime shows, you know, mm-hmm. Criminal Minds.
Your CSIs.
Blue Blood, Law & Order. We have some interesting shows that we watch, some pretty dramatic.
Some quality Tim grandma bonding time?
Oh, yeah, you know, we sit there and watch, and she says, now, didn't they kill this one? And I say, no, that was in another episode in a later season. We get a lot of repeats. And or sometimes, you know, she'll take a nap, accidentally, just doze off, and wake up, and sometimes the episode has ended and a new one's begun. She's not aware of this. So a character that may have been killed off or removed from the show in the previous episode is suddenly back. And she's like, what is this? I don't get it.
What the hell is going on here?
Yes, what the hell is going on? And I had to tell her, Grandma, they just, you know, it's a different episode.
So do you take some of these TV shows as ideas for your potential film? Not to say that you're copywriting off of somebody or anything.
Oh, no,
but,
I understand what you mean. Or
but ideas are ideas, and... It's one thing to watch something and be like, you know, that'd be a pretty cool spin if I take it to this way in my film. Or maybe if I take this idea and do the opposite of that and put it into my film.
Well, actually, Criminal Minds delves into the minds of serial killers a lot. A lot of them have different mental, psychological issues. And sometimes they hallucinate. You know, they believe one thing is happening when something else is in reality. And I think that that could, you know, sort of be the inspiration for this character's hallucinations. He may, like, hear a voice that isn't there and react in mm-hmm. a crazy manner because no one else hears it or see something that's not there or, you know, kill someone that he thought posed a threat.
Okay.
That reality might have just casually glanced in his direction as they walked past.
So since obviously you're in the preliminary stages, do you have a... ending that you're going for?
Actually, this I'm going to spoil this. I'm sorry, guys, but I have to.
This will probably only be heard by you and I. So
exactly.
You know.
So I'm going to spoil the fuck out of it.
Again, for future use, listen back to this and just laugh.
Totally.
You'll laugh it, and I'll probably even laugh too. About
I'm laughing at how knowledgeable I'm attempting to sound.
Well, not only that, but you'll laugh at how dumb you sound now.
Oh,
because
definitely.
Later in life, you'll be like, The fuck was I even talking about?
Yeah. No. What I'm thinking, I want this guy to, like, wake up one day after he's done something, like, gone on a rampage or something. Wake up and go, oh, my God. I know exactly what kind of screenplay I'm going to write. Sit down and start writing. Right? Sit down.
So you'll have the come to Jesus moment.
Start writing. And have the cops just come bursting in, cuff his ass, throw him to the ground, Fast forward to him in a mental. Fast forward to him waking up again. Go, oh, I know how to finish my screenplay. Get up and sit down at the desk, start to write. And as the camera kind of pans out, you realize he's in a mental asylum. And what he's writing about are the memories he has of the acts that he committed
okay.
to get sent there. But he doesn't know he committed these acts. He's still thinking he's living at home. He's writing away. He's just writing about nightmares.
So this is just an idea of mine to go on with that.
Oh, please share. I can always use more ideas.
If that's the way you want to go as a potential ending, then as the camera's panning back out, go back to him sitting home in his bed and him dreaming about him dreaming, if that makes sense. And just like keep a continual yes. loop going and then fade to black.
Just basically, you know, put the idea in people's head. This is like a recurring thing. Like it's just a cycle.
And also to put in the audience's mind, what is reality?
Yes.
So you'll be doing a movie about nothing, basically, which will be hysterical because a lot of movies are like that now.
If I can get it to come off the way I want, I think it'll be awesome. It won't be all doom and gloom. I will put a little bit of humor in there. You know, his hallucinations may start off harmless.
Like, as the cops
kind
come.
Of cheeky, entertaining things, and then just gradually spiral
dark.
Yeah. Out of control.
Well, you know, as the cops come busting in, you can hear him saying, oh, fuck, I'm almost done with my play.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Are you gonna play all the characters like, who's the guy who plays Madea?
Blah, blah, blah.
Tyler
blah,
Black?
Blah, 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 blah. I hadn't thought of that. I could.
You could be the women in it. You could be everything.
Yeah, kind of have like a Norman Bates spin on things.
There you go.
Maybe his ex-girlfriend is dead in the fucking cellar, but he thinks she's alive. And he just has arguments with her every day.
Do you argue with your woman in your life? Is that what you do? Are you an argumentative person?
I try not to be. Most of the time, I'm not. Most of the time, I'm too laid back. I'm too nice.
See, that's my problem. I'm way too nice. I take a back seat to a lot of issues.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a curse.
It really is. And, you try to fight it. You can't fight it.
You can't fight women. It's not nice, Tim. It's not nice.
If you were born a goddamn cat, you could pretend you're a grizzly bear all you want. You're still a fucking cat.
Yeah, but I could still knock your shit off the counter because I'm a cat. That's what I do.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Just whack that cup right off the table.
Speaking of knocking things over, my buddy and I were in my friend Kyle and I, best friend. He's an awesome dude. Hey, Kyle.
Will he be your best friend at this point?
I don't know, but right now he is.
Okay.
Right now, on the day of October 10th, 2017.
My joke on Facebook earlier, by the way?
I don't know. Did I?
Damn, girl. Are you today's date? Because you're a 10 out of 10.
Ooh, I like that. No, I didn't see
it. You know what the shirt is made of? Boyfriend material.
Yeah, okay. That's great. So we're walking through Hobby Lobby the other day, me and my boy Kyle.
You got a Hobby Lobby up where you're at?
There's one in Queensbury.
Okay, yeah, we got one right in New Hartford.
Yep. And so we're walking through the store. And my buddy's a really calm, laid-back dude, you know. And
How does he get along with you?
Very well.
Okay.
We temper one another.
Are you guys like yin and yang?
Yin and yang, we are, totally. In some ways, we're exactly the same, too. It's strange. Anyways, we're walking
Where those little dots are.
And
you guys compliment each other.
He leans in really close and he goes, you see all those, you know, figurines and stuff on that shelf over there? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I just want to fucking smash every single one of them.
Like,
and I had been thinking the same thing. And I was like, dude, like the whole way through the store, we're just talking about how we want to destroy Hobby Lobby. Go off.
Smash as in just destroy things or smash as in bow chicka bow wow?
Oh, no, destroy.
Because smash can be meant as sex, you know? You want to go screw the mannequin.
But we're like, oh, my God, like, we just want to knock shelves over, just, like, throw things against walls.
Yeah, you know, I think
go through a baseball bat. So we're talking about, we're like, what causes this? And we're like, it's because we're guys.
Well, yeah, I think it's just a normal.
It's our testosterone. We see pretty things in one spot. We want to destroy them. Just destroy them.
That's how guys are. Like,
just unleash our inner Viking. Just go crazy.
I think as guys, like,
Valhalla.
We have this thing in us that we want to kill people.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's completely normal for you to go through a day and be like, I just want to destroy something or somebody.
Matt, I want to ask you something. Do you want to fight right now? Like, I'm not even mad at you. Do you just want to, just for fun?
No, because I would feel extremely bad once I broke your nose.
That's true.
So, I don't want to pay for your hospital.
It's my only good feature that I have. The only one.
You know, I don't want to break the moneymaker for you.
You might improve it.
With the surgery they have today, probably.
There's a lot of fancy equipment in this room. I feel like it would get broken. Then we'd both have to pay for it.
Yeah, and I don't want to lose my job.
That'd make me sad. And I would feel worse that you lost your job. I'd feel terrible.
But back to what I was saying earlier, I think it's a normal response for you to want to kill or hurt somebody, but not, you know what I mean? Like, you might talk about it because it eases your brain. But you're not going to do it.
No, of course not. We're not.
Someone cuts you off in traffic, you want to kill them. You want to just run them off the road.
Totally.
You want to jump out, curb stomp them, whatever.
It's a lot of fun, too. I actually did that one time.
Curb stomp somebody?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Again, where?
Just teeth and blood everywhere.
What's your address so the cops can come by?
Yeah.
Again, what's your address for the audience, the cops?
Your mom's closet.
Are you coming out of the closet? Is that what you're doing? Is this Tim's Coming Out of the Closet podcast that I can put up on anywhere?
Hey!
That explains a lot. It explains so much, Tim.
Now I really have an urge to just smash everything.
You can go outside for that, by the way.
I don't want to.
Or you can go up to the fine folks at Ocean Blue and just go destroy their shit.
Let's go, Matt. Let's just go destroy every bottle in that place, every stick of furniture. It'll be amazing.
You can get away with it because you live far away.
Yeah, I do. They'll never find my ass.
I have to come to this parking lot every day.
No, you don't.
I do. It's my job.
Wear a Halloween mask.
Every day?
No, wear it tonight when you do the destroying. Then come in tomorrow and be like, what the fuck happened, guys? Just don't speak while you're doing it.
That's impossible. I have a job where I speak.
Disguise your voice while you smash the bar.
Are you sure that's going to work, Tim?
I am not Tim. I am Bane.
Bane in my ass.
Oh.
So, obviously, getting back to your film, obviously, you're an aspiring film director at some point in time.
I am. If I can get over my chronic case of procrastination.
Procrastination is a son of a bitch.
It really is, and it's like you hate it. You hate it. But you enjoy it.
Obviously, with the title Writer's Block, do you see yourself having that issue? Obviously not getting into the whole killing people, which, you know,
no, we'll
keep
I understand.
That for
Writer's
a different
Block.
Podcast, a different day.
Yes, that was actually the motivation for the film. You know, just like I would try to write movie scripts. I'd sit down and try to, and I just couldn't think of a damn thing. And it was infuriating because, you know, I might be at work or walking down the street or driving or something, and all kinds of ideas would come into my head. And I would sit down when I got home to write them, my little notebook, because I don't have Microsoft Word. And
again, you'll laugh at this one day.
Taking this shit back to 1995. That's right. And I just would lose it all, and I couldn't think of anything. And it was so infuriating that I finally was like, well, why don't I write about that? You know, because people are always saying, write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know all about writer's block. And I thought, well, no one's going to want to watch a film. Oh, I can't think of a film to write. Oh, the end. No, no one wants to see that. They want a storyline. So I'm like, okay, well, what would writer's block cause eventually? Insanity.
Yep. And also, writer's block can be a pain in the ass because, like you said, you come up with all these ideas and then you go to actually sit down and write about these ideas, write these ideas down on a pad and paper or type it down or whatever. And you just sit down to think about what you're going to write. And then all of a sudden, it's out of your head.
And it's in there. You know it's there, but you can't tap in. It's very strange. It's hard to explain to someone that isn't considering a career that involves writing things.
Well, I'm not even in the field
As a radio show host, you understand what I mean. You have to do a little bit of writing for your show.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, every...
I mean, you must experience writer's block from time to time.
Yeah, well, and it's worse even on air because usually you're going off of memory of what you remember dealing with it throughout the week. You know, our show is only on Sundays, so we only get once a week, and we have to talk about the things that happened during that week. So
sure.
Every day we're going through a rundown. Okay, well, this happened in the NFL. Let's talk about that. Okay, this guy said this. Let's make fun of him for saying this, you know, whatever.
And the other thing, another issue that I think is unique to someone that works in media, radio, TV, whatever, like you do, not a filmmaker, but someone that's an actual host of something, you guys have to be really careful, like what you say.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Discuss the language you use. As a filmmaker, I don't have to worry about that as much. You know, I can say almost whatever I want.
I think you can say whatever you want. I mean, there's no FCC regulations for you.
That's true. That's what the rating system is for, you know, R, PG.
Correct. I mean, rated R, you can say whatever the hell you want.
X-rated, you can show whatever you want. Ayo!
Yeah.
X-ray vision. Da, da,
da. Even rated R, you can show whatever you want.
Boom.
Are you good? Go back to 80s porn?
Porn stash.
But yeah, no, as someone in radio and then someone who's just behind the scenes in TV, you really have to be careful about how you approach a certain subject, especially dealing with race.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the main thing that gets people in trouble in this day and age, I would say.
Yeah, because, I mean, if a black athlete does this or, you know, a white athlete says this about a black athlete, how do we...
Are you saying athlete?
Athlete.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this is a Family Guy spinoff because I'm correcting you. Athlete?
Yeah, what's wrong with athlete?
It's athlete, as in Athens, the ancient city in Greece where sports were...
All right, well, his mic just had to take a mute for a couple minutes. You are silenced. All right, back on the board you go.
So now did you prove a point in this booth?
Yeah, I'm sitting in front of the board. I have that power. I have the power!
I got the power!
Yes. So, now, are you done making fun of me for saying athlete?
I will refrain.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
What were we even talking about?
We were talking about...
Oh, yes, black and white athletes.
Yes.
Athletes. It is kind of funny, isn't it? Athlete. I don't know why I say athlete.
It sounds like you have a lisp.
Well, I think I try to say athlete, that way I can actually pronounce it. But
that could be. Anyways, proceed.
Athletes, it's a very touchy subject because anything dealing with race or even from someone from another country, like, I can't even give an example.
Muhammad.
That has nothing to do with athletes.
But he's someone from another country. I'm just giving an example.
Anything from like Puerto Rico, you know, anybody from another country like...
Yao Ming.
Hey, you know an athlete.
I do, and he's from another country. See?
Touche. But anything dealing with race, anything dealing with anybody really, and even like political stuff... We shouldn't even be talking about politics on air. So
no, definitely not.
So politics, race, you know, anything like that, or dealing with the race, we can talk about it as a...
You can allude to it.
Well, you can talk about it as far as a news story, but as far as opinion goes, you cannot give any of that.
No, I mean, you could have a riot outside your station. Not trying to be dramatic, but you could.
No, I mean, you know, not only that, but... With social media and everything, anyone can get fired in an instant. So you really need to watch out what you say.
And things can be misconstrued. Like, say they share part of a statement you made, but not the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that is 100% correct.
You know, it could be an honest mistake on their part even. They may misquote you accidentally. Meanwhile, they just cost you your job.
And not only that, but they can take your 30-second...
soundbite.
You know what a soundbite is?
I remember.
You remember. All right.
Hear that, Gasford Flanagan? I remember.
Even though no one's going to listen to this. All right.
They will someday. I feel it.
Are you going to play it at the Herkimer College going away party?
I'm going to play it when I win a damn Emmy for the script for Writer's Block.
Are those,
that may be a hallucination.
Are those realistic expectations?
At this stage, I would say probably not. But, you know, maybe someday.
There's nothing
wrong with... Make more money, get a bigger budget, recreate the film in a better, you know, with more equipment, special effects, et cetera. I said et cetera. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could be at Sundance someday. Who knows?
So, obviously, dreaming big is not an issue.
Oh, no. No, that part is pretty easy for me, I think.
Well, I honestly, in my professional opinion, do not think there's anything wrong with thinking big.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean...
If you think that your film sucks, no one's going to want to watch it.
Oh, definitely.
If you
not.
Think your film is the best fucking shit in the world, then people are going to listen and watch.
Even if the only reason they watch it is to prove you wrong, they'll still see it. And they may be proven wrong by watching it.
Or they might be like, oh, yeah, I was right. That film sucks.
This is a piece of shit!
Which, you know, there have been some films that had some good promise that were...
Like The Village by M. Night Shyamalan?
You know, not the greatest movie.
That was a horrible movie. It was a good storyline till the ending when you find out the fucking monsters aren't even real. I was furious. I was like 12, and I remember watching that and being like, what the fuck is this? I remember my dad sitting in the front seat of the car. We were at the drive-in, the Glen in Glens Falls. Great place. I recommend check it out. Anyways, we're...
If it's still around by then, of course.
My parents, my sister, and I were watching... this movie at the Glen, and my dad goes, are you kidding me? They're not even real? That is the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever watched. And my mom and my sister are just like, yeah, like, what is this? That's also what people said when they watched The Withdrawal, the first ever film I tried to make. Matt, you were a star in The Withdrawal.
Was I a star, though? I mean...
Nobody was a star that day, Matt. Nobody. Myself.
I was going to say, I mean, as much as you're trying to make me feel good about my performance.
I'm not. I was being sarcastic. Okay. Star, please. Okay. That film was horrible.
Was I at least a positive mark in the film?
I thought so. You and I had fun with the scenes that we shot together, and I think that's really what it's about.
Yeah, to quote a few professional wrestlers in Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
Time to play the game! Yeah,
see, this man knows a little bit of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
They said when they were doing their DX scenes that if they were having fun, they knew the audience was, because as they're fans of professional wrestling, as you're a fan of films. So if you're having fun doing these things, and if you think it's enjoyable, then your audience is going to enjoy it because you guys are fans of the same thing.
That's so true. But just on the off chance anyone does hear this someday. I want, you know, there's a lot more to filmmaking than you realize. There's a lot more to it than I thought. I knew there was a lot of work that was involved, and I didn't realize how much work there was. And so if you're going to go into this, like, make sure that you actually follow through. You know, don't put things off to the last minute and then have to rush. Because that was a mistake I made with the only other film at this point in time that I made, and it ended very badly. It was the film we were just talking about. It was not.
Can people watch that by any chance? Is it up on YouTube?
If it is, I didn't put it up there.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is there any way you can put it up on YouTube?
I no longer have it. It would not save to my flash drive.
Oh.
So it is lost. Unless Douglas Flanagan has it. Put it up there.
Yeah, I think you might want to ask him if
I'm gonna
he still
check. I'm gonna check on YouTube, and if I find it, I will gladly, you know, provide the link and be like, "Look, guys, this is what happens."
No, but I mean, like, he still
you
might
don't
have
handle
it.
Your shit.
He might still have it saved somewhere, or Gassman might, or whoever.
Yeah, it's a warning.
This is what you don't do.
It's what you don't fucking do.
And also, as somebody in radio, you know. People just think, is that necessary? Is that necessary?
I apologize. I had a dry throat.
Yeah, but, you know, you could have sat away from the mic a little bit.
I could have, but I wanted to put the image in everyone's mind of a
that you weren't
ice
listening
cold,
to me
cold soft drink
that you weren't listening to me
so that,
that you weren't listening
they
to
get
me?
Thirsty when they're listening to the show and they get a drink so I can illustrate see we can influence you with sound effects
so they're
which
getting
is
a,
your next point
so they're getting a drink but not listening to us anymore
they're still listening it's the future they have the radio implanted in their brain they're listening
that's a pretty scary future if you ask me. My point being, as before, I was rudely interrupted.
Apologies.
Not accepted. People think radio is easy. People think you just hop on a mic and just spew your bullshit.
I mean, it's easy for the two of us right now because this is something we're doing for fun. People may hear it. People may not. It doesn't matter.
How long do you think we've been going for?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Feels like quite a while. 20 minutes?
46 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. You feel like you've been going much longer than you actually have.
Correct. Being in radio, it's not as easy as everyone thinks. There's a lot that goes into it, especially when it's... No, we cannot chew in the studios.
I wanted to ask, but I didn't want our viewers to hear.
Again, you... cannot let me
listeners.
You cannot.
I'm
listen.
Mixing up my mediums. I apologize.
No, you are not letting me finish my statements.
Oh.
You go on your little tangents.
Tangents.
You have to drink your little soda. You have to ask about your chew. But you know what? Whenever you're speaking, I am silent. I let you speak your piece. Me, I'm getting talked over. What's up with that? I am the host of this goddamn podcast.
I'm sorry. Please finish that question.
Thank you. My lord. You gave your little inspirational thing about being a director. Here I am trying to give my piece about being a radio host. But you know what? It's not good enough for you, apparently.
I just get excited. I'm sorry.
Back to what I was saying, because this is pure comedy gold right here. Being a radio host is not easy. You have to deal with your program directors who tell you what to speak about. In the case of a music-oriented station, you have to deal with all these consultants who pick the music for you. So you have no choice and you have no choice in the music. Hate to break the story for people, but DJs have no options in their music whatsoever. So the next time you blame your favorite DJ for playing the same frickin' song, it's not his fault or her fault. It is not their fault.
It's horrible.
Blame these consultants who think they know what the hell they're talking about. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear the same Chainsmokers song 20 times in one day. I don't want to hear this same song 20 times in one day. Some variety wouldn't kill you. So, next time you think getting on a mic is easy, it's a lot more than just hopping on a mic. You have to deal with these cue sheets from your program directors that tell you to speak about these events. Oh, and by the way, you have to speak in under 30 seconds. Good luck with that. So you have to ID the station. Hi, you're listening to blank, 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 blank on blank, 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 blank. So right there is about 5-10 seconds of you IDing yourself in the station. Then you have to sometimes talk about the song you just played, which is backselling or pre-selling the next song you're going to play. And then maybe speak about find us on social media at blank, blank, and blank, blank. And then you have to ID the station again, and then there's your 30 seconds. So, next time you think getting on the mic is easy, just remember, there's a lot more that goes on into it.
A lot more.
I'm glad I got to finish my point now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But don't you feel a lot smarter now that you heard it from my end?
I do.
I've been in radio for 4 years, and I've seen a lot of stuff that I didn't even dream that was in existence. But I live it every day, and I don't even want to have to deal with it. I see other DJs who deal with this kind of issues. I left him in silence. The first time he'll be silent.
Well, that was very informative. It was.
Thank you.
That being said, do you remember that time in college where I was bitching about your music all the time, and you finally freaked out, much like you did now. Again, justified, like just now was. Well, I don't bitch about your music all the damn time. Why do you keep talking about mine? You never shut up about it. And I was left in silence, much like I just was.
Did this really happen?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised because I'm very defensive about my music.
I was making fun of Eminem, and I did it every time you mentioned him. And you just lost your mind after a whole semester and a half of listening to it.
I will admit I do lose my shit because people who don't like hip-hop will try to destroy it at all times.
It's true. I do try to destroy it. I'm being honest. I'm not even joking.
So I don't talk crap about country. I don't talk crap about, you know, anything that you enjoy. So why are you throwing shit at my house?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure I even have a reason. I hear about it. I just get angry.
Again, I went to Holland Patton, which is a very country school. I had to listen to country every damn day.
And it was awesome.
I don't like country at all. But you know what? I never complained. I never said their music sucked. I never said Keith Urban's a bitch. You know, I didn't say any of that. But all these people who just hate hip-hop. Look, I agree. A lot of hip-hop today is pretty damn bad. 90s rap, 2000s rap was good. 2010s, pretty damn awful. There, I said my piece.
Okay. See, when I hear rap music, and again, you know, not to spark an argument here. In fact, I'm just going to edit this statement a lot. It's not my favorite choice of music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I kind of want to shove the rapper's face in a meat grinder when I hear it. But
okay, if we're going to go there, why?
I'm not even sure what it is about it that bothers me so much. I really do not know. Like, I've asked
myself. What the hell is your problem?
I've asked myself that, and I cannot come up with an answer other than I just don't like
it. So I'm going to give you.
Probably how you feel about country music.
I don't hate it, though. I dislike it. I dislike it, but it doesn't piss me off.
That's true.
I just don't listen to it.
Keith Urban is a little bitch, though.
Huh?
I said Keith Urban is a little bitch, though.
Well, you know, I was just throwing a little toss up there for you, and I waited for you to hit it out of the park, but you did, so there you go. But no, I don't hate country music. It's not my choice. I would rather not listen to it. But if I got stuck in a situation where I do, it's not like I'm going to pull my ears out of my eardrums and just hit somebody with it, you know?
I will say I've gotten much better because my best friend listens to all kinds of music, literally all kinds. I've heard him play techno, okay?
Techno isn't bad.
If he's listening to something I don't like, I just become very quiet in the seat. In my seat in the car, I get very quiet, and I just sit there, and it just plays, and I don't really comment on it. That's my new approach these days. But now and then, I just feel the need to voice
to blurt out. See, you're a judgmental person. That's what that means.
That's true.
My dad is the same way. He can't stand hip-hop music. He always tells me to turn my shit off, which, mind you, I never play music at the house. So
that's why he made you turn it off.
Yeah, but even then, I don't even play it that loud if I do. So he hates hip-hop music, whatever, and he thinks country is the best thing in the world, which, you know, hate to break it to you, but it's not, in my opinion. But see, that's all it is, just opinion. So I will say that your opinion's wrong, and you're going to say that mine is wrong.
And we're both okay with that.
I'm not, because you're an idiot.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Everybody has a different idea about what the best thing in the world is, like mm-hmm. best music in the world. Does anyone really know, though? Because there's so many different opinions. Does anyone know for sure what is literally the best thing in the world? Like, how do we know? We don't. It's so hard to.
No, that's why.
I'm explaining this badly, but I think you're getting it.
That's why the word opinion is used. Because it's an opinion. There is no fact of what's the best.
And there can't be, because there's just too many things.
Like, you know, divulging on politics, You have an opinion on who you think the best president is in history, but there is no fact about it. We've had 45 presidents now.
I thought we were up to 46.
44 was Obama, 45 was Trump.
Okay.
Which, by the way...
Trump's president right now, for anyone listening from the future that isn't sure.
So, yes, you guys can laugh at that because...
First term.
Because we are living through the Trump era. Whether how long we make it in the Trump era, nobody knows. He's picking on Little Rocket Man, who is Kim Jong-un, if he's even alive when this podcast is played later.
Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man.
I just love that he named him Rocket Man, though, because it's so fitting.
No, he called him Little Rocket Man.
He is little. He's Korean. They're short folks. I don't mean that in a racist manner. I just mean, you know, traditionally, their genetics are different, and they're not as tall as us. They're also usually in much better shape than we are.
Tim, how tall are you?
5'4", which is how I know that most of them are short, because we're about the same height. There's not very many of those folks that I have to look up at, okay? Same level.
I think Kim Jong-un, who is Kim Jong-il's father, I think
it's his son. Kim Jong-il's the son.
That's right.
Or the father. Fuck.
See? You got yourself confused there. 5'7", one of them are. And I'm 5'6", you're 5'4", so, you know, we're not winning in the old tall department, but, you know.
Nope.
I'm not winning in the good look department. I don't know what you would say about yourself, but...
I would say I'm not winning either, but I'm comforted by knowing that neither of you two are.
You two?
You two, you and Kim, you know, our buddy Kim that we're discussing. Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man.
Do you think he'd come in? Let's put him on the air, you know?
If so, that'd be great. I would love to talk with him. We might need a translator, though.
I think that we should seat him by a window with no blind over it. That's in a clear line of sight with a skyscraper.
Why?
I feel that he would like that scenery.
Well, I don't like the way you're talking like that. So you get another couple of seconds of muteness. So the world would not be safer. Obviously, Tim's still on mute, so he doesn't know that yet. Oh, shh. So, getting back to what your original point was, is anything the best in the world? No, because I can say that my mom's apple pie is better than your mom's apple pie, and you might disagree with me about that.
I probably would, but I see what you're saying.
I don't like apple pie, by the way, so that was just...
Really?
Yeah.
You know, all this time, my friends, I did not know that about you.
I'm not a big fan of bacon, either.
You don't like bacon?
No.
Why?
It screws with my system because I have Crohn's. So it runs right through me, literally.
You know, I forgot that you had Crohn's. Yeah, I remember now.
Not a fun time in my department. I don't know. I just don't like the taste.
Well, you know, if it does
my taste buds are really screwed up, by the way. So I don't know why I've always been weird with food.
Well, I'm sorry that your taste buds are screwed up.
Me too, because I'd love to eat food.
We all do.
So... You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, well, I wish I could eat this. I really do, but my taste buds don't enjoy it.
It's unfortunate.
It is. It is very unfortunate.
Maybe that's what we should do. Instead of giving people life in prison, just scrape their taste buds off, all of them, and then make them go through life not being able to taste anything. I feel that would be the worst possible punishment.
You think that's the worst punishment?
Well, not the worst. I'm sure we could come up with many more way worse, but it's up there.
I would agree with you. You not being able to enjoy food anymore?
Yeah.
Because everything you taste would be gross in your mind?
Yep.
But would that mean they would hate anything? Because if their taste buds are gone, then they wouldn't hate anything.
Well, they would still have texture, so they might hate something. I don't know.
So mashed potatoes might taste a little weird to them because of the texture?
Might, or... You know, spinach, because it's wet and slimy.
Yeah, you should be wet and slimy things over there, Tim. Going down your throat. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I didn't know we were on serious. What's
you're
up,
right,
Howard Stern?
We are not on serious. By the way, it's great to have serious. I have serious on my car.
I used to have it in my first pickup because the previous owner... didn't cancel his subscription for like 6 months.
Nice.
So I was rocking Sirius Radio and I loved it.
It's a great little station. I enjoy it. I listen to the sports all the time on it.
I used to listen to the Blue Collar Comedy Channel.
Yep. With Larry and...
Gitterden.
Larry and... I'm blanking on his name.
Billyville?
No.
Jeff Foxworthy?
Thank you. Jeff. Jeff is the man. I love Jeff. You might be a redneck if... dot, dot, dot.
Obviously, for all you snowflake millennial fuckers, you probably don't know who we're talking about.
Hey, before you say snowflake millennial fuckers,
yeah,
we are millennials, dipshit.
I'm not. I was born in 92.
Anybody under 36 and under are millennials.
Okay, guys. So for those of you in our generation that don't know our great generation, which is never wrong or anything, that don't know who these guys are, take a listen. They're pretty funny.
I wonder if Jeff Foxworthy and all of them will be alive when this podcast is unearthed.
I hope so. I hope they hear us praising them.
I love Bill Engvall, too.
I love all the Blue Collar Boys equally.
I heard he was a dick, though, in person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not true.
I heard when he stayed at a local casino, let me put it to you in that way, when he was doing a show, he was a...
Was it the...
We will not speak of the casino name. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The only casino that's around the area. Well, actually, there's two of them now. But anyways, the main one, he was a dick to the staff there. Like the people who waited on him at night
at his hotel room.
Yeah.
And disappointed as well.
He did things just so they would come in and clean or whatever. So yeah, so if you're a star and you're a dick, stop doing that.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence, should ever happen to hear this, I can make you very, very happy if you want to get married sometime. You know, my current, I probably won't have this phone anymore. But if I do, my current cell number is 5.
Yes. All right. Well, then I'll unmute you again.
518.
All right. I will not. I will not let his phone. I always put a one before that too. By the way, Jennifer Lawrence should go with me. Just saying.
Was brave and put.
No, you're back on now.
Matt is being very immature. He's muting me. Jan, he doesn't want you to have my number because he knows we're meant to be. 1518.
So, obviously, if this podcast ever went viral and he had the same phone number, his number would get blown up. So I'm just saving you from a future hassle. You might have a creepy stalker lady that might be on your trail if this number gets out there. I will unmute your mic so we can hear about this story. No, we don't want to hear about your crazy stalker lady? All right, back to you in the news, dude.
I had one once. I don't want to say anymore because she wasn't crazy. She was a nice girl. And I feel bad making jokes about her. But I was just referencing it to Matt as an inside joke because he would know who I met. He would remember.
Yeah, I would remember. And that was a fun time for me.
I will not mention her name because, like I said, she's a very nice person. And, you know, I'm a little creepy sometimes, too, and I feel like I may have misinterpreted her as I've been misinterpreted many times.
So you guys were a match made in heaven, but you didn't want it.
I felt that we were not...
compatible?
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use in everything.
Although I will say, and we won't name any names, you did have a crush in one of the classmates that we had.
Oh, that poor girl. I won't mention her name either. I don't want to embarrass her. Oh, Jesus.
By the way, she just had a kid.
She did. Congratulations.
And she still looks phenomenal.
I know.
Just putting that out there. But no, yeah, you definitely creeped her the hell out.
I didn't mean to. I just liked her a lot. You know?
You showed your affection way too much to him.
Way too much.
And I told you to stop.
You did tell me, and I should have listened.
Although, to be fair, I told you a lot of things.
Yeah, you did.
And... about
you also told me to go for it.
Well, yeah, because what'd you have to lose?
Initially.
Yeah, what'd you have to lose? Nothing.
Then you were like, whoa.
Yeah, but
pumped brakes.
Once the no happened, you kept going.
I used to have a difficult time with the word no. I didn't go psychotic. I didn't like follow people home, nothing like that. I didn't get angry. I just would keep asking repeatedly because I thought if I, you know, I'd wear them down eventually. One day I would have been satisfied with just one. I've been like, all right, she gave me a chance and whatever. I felt I deserved at least one.
Yeah, but, you know, the way you felt about your quote-unquote stalker lady not being compatible?
That's how she felt about me.
Well, that, and she towered over you.
She's not a tower. She's not that tall.
She's like 6 foot.
She is not.
Okay, 5'8", whatever.
I feel like she was 5'6".
No, she was a lot taller than me.
And a half.
She was taller than me.
5'7".
Way up higher, buddy.
Well, I like to pretend she was much shorter. I really, truly do not remember her being that tall, though.
She's pretty tall.
She was taller than me, but most people are, as we already touched on earlier.
Which sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
Being 5'6 is not fun either, because that means I need to find a girl who's shorter than me, which isn't an issue. There's a lot of women shorter than 5'6".
I've gotten to the point where I don't really give a fuck if they're taller than me or not.
Well, I don't care about that, but a lot of women do.
They do, and I think that's shallow.
I've been told by an ex-girlfriend once, and this was even early in high school years we're talking, and I dated a girl who was taller than me, and she's like, you know, it'd be kind of embarrassing on our wedding day that if I were to wear heels, I would still be way taller than you. It's like, well, that kind of sucks. Kind of puts the old dwarfism into bullshit gear, you know?
Did you tell her to go fuck herself following that statement? Because I would have.
Needless to say, we didn't stay dating for very long thereafter.
Good.
Not that that was the reason, but...
She sounds mean. I don't like her.
Oh, she's pretty cute. She was.
I think she's mean.
It's context, you know what I mean? Like, with your significant other, you share those inner thoughts of yours. And not that they're always right, you just share them.
Okay, I'll buy that. I will but again, take your word for her not being mean.
Oh, he's drawing. What is he drawing?
I'm just coloring in some of the blank spaces and some of the letters on the back of my McDonald's cup.
Oh, man, he used a sponsor. Oh, man, that means McDonald's got to sponsor us now. What a bitch. You got nothing? Okay.
Yeah. I was going to...
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Are you?
I was. So McDonald's has probably been outlawed by the time anyone's heard this, by the way.
I doubt that.
But it was delicious.
You should have been there. By the way, how have I done it as a podcast host? Do you think I've done all right? Have I kept the conversation going as much as possible?
I think you kept the conversation going very well. I thought it was interesting the way we went from topic to topic. Might have been a little hard to follow for some people, but fuck them. It was interesting because we're not just hammering one point to death. Like so many shows do. I think it's important.
So do you think I'm a pretty comparable host then?
I think so. I thought I was. How was I as a guest on your podcast?
You know, we don't like talking about negatives on the show.
Ouch.
But no, honestly, for my first little friend podcast that I may or may not have done right now, which I'm still thinking about posting it. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. It was all right, you know. I think there were times where I started losing you. You started dwindling down your own path of mistake area, and I had to keep reeling you back onto the path of righteousness.
Very harshly, I might add.
Look, you were being a complete dick, all right?
I respond well to harshness. I was about to say that.
Well, yeah, but you're just like, you know what? Every time I make a point, you're going to have your say. Every time Matt tries to make a point, let me interrupt him. He'll be happy with that. You don't interrupt the host. The host has powers. As you've already seen, you've already been muted, what, 3-4 times?
8 times, I think.
8. I'm going to have to go back and count this. Although this is 1 hour and 10 minutes we're on now. You got a question?
I would just like to say that I'm very sorry for interrupting Matt. I really didn't mean to. I get excited.
I understand getting excited. It is easy to get excited when you're talking to your friend, to your nice friend, especially on mics. Mics add a whole nother level to it. By the way, it's about 5 minutes away from 10 o'clock now. You probably have to get on your humble drive home.
It's probably a good idea. Well, guys, we'll catch you later. Hopefully, you know, no one got traumatized by anything I had to say.
I don't know. Listening to that writer's block film, that might throw him off the deep edge.
I'm excited to finish writing it.
Well, you know, I honestly hope at some point in time this becomes available on DVD. If DVDs are still a thing, maybe Blu-ray at some point. Obviously, YouTube's a good way to go. Maybe Netflix can carry your shit. That'd be cool.
I could make it a series.
So you're going to hate me for this. You're going to hate me for this, but I obviously gonna have to get out some jokes here. So you can have it called the Shit Series. The Shit Series by Tim Potter.
Shit Series. it wouldn't be shit. It'd be gold.
You can find gold in shit.
Someone could shit gold. Like Tywin Lannister on Game of Thrones. He didn't really shit gold. People used to joke that because he was so rich.
Well, I wish I could say I understood the joke. But will Game of Thrones be out by the time this gets unearthed by people?
Game of Thrones will exist for all time.
You think so?
Yes.
What show has gone on forever? There hasn't been. Seinfeld hasn't gone on forever.
Gunsmoke.
That has not gone on forever.
It has too since it was made. It has played every night on Encore Westerns.
Yeah, but new ones. All right, with that little song outro, I think this is
that
where we call it
good
night.
Good night, everybody. God bless you all.
Welcome.